right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, Sean Hannity Show. We'll get to your calls this hour, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Everybody saw this coming, but Biden. I mean, everybody warned him. This is not, this is a 20-year mission literally collapsed in a 48-hour period completely, in spite of the reassurances of our commander-in-chief, Joe Biden himself, that this would not happen. Oh, no, we're very confident. They've got 300,000 trained troops, some of the best trained troops in the entire world, and they've got an Air Force behind them, and there's only 75,000 Taliban fighters. No way, we'll blow my, blah, blah, blah. Barely getting out. And yeah, you're not going to see images of our embassy. Well, we got reports. Yeah, we got the Taliban is now in the presidential palace about to declare the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Great job, Joe. Or as, let's just say, Leon Panetta says, this is his Bay of Pigs moment. Our credibility right now is in question. Of course it's in question. Many ways they think of John Kennedy, Bay of Pigs, unfolded quickly. And President Kennedy thought everything would be fine. That was not the case. Kennedy took responsibility for what took place. I strongly recommend President Biden take responsibility and admit his mistakes that he made here. No, Biden went on to blame Donald Trump as if every other policy that actually worked that he destroyed. And if he really disagreed with it, you would think he would have fix that, just like he destroyed energy independence. And as I had mentioned just briefly in the last hour, OPEC has now rejected the Biden administration's plea and begging for more oil production, when all he has to do is turn the spigot back on and let our oil producers produce again. Let our energy companies get up and running again. How about give a waiver to the Keystone XL pipeline, Joe? You have no problem. You screwed up the border that Trump had secured, too. You had no problem reversing that successful policy. Stay in Mexico, build the wall, end catch and release. Now it's process and release in the middle of a pandemic, and send dispersed people without any vaccine passports, no vaccine mandates, certainly no mask mandates, disperse them all around the United States so that illegal immigrants can infect healthy Americans, now that your CDC has finally come up with the brilliant conclusion that the vaccine no longer prevents the spread of COVID, which means, well, we'll get into it later in the week. I was going to do it today, which is that people have got to pay attention to the therapeutics like Regeneron, Eli Lilly, because they told you that this wouldn't happen. But here we are again, more government lies, and this shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, this is a, we lost here because Joe lost it. Joe lost this war. How do the parents of men and women killed there feel today? How do the people that fought there feel today? How do the people severely injured over there feel today and feel how they felt all weekend at the sights of, and the shocking unfolding of all of this? And who's going to be held accountable? You know, I love Biden is so quick to say our mission was not nation building. It was there to make sure that groups like Al-Qaeda couldn't have a safe haven in Afghanistan. And we got bin Laden, not because of any decision Joe made to help make it happen. The only reason we got bin Laden was because of three people that were waterboarded. Remember all the talk about waterboarding? There are only three people. One was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He led us to the courier that led us to bin Laden, that led us to the Abbottabad compound in Pakistan, where our brave men and women in the military took him out. Wouldn't have happened if Joe Biden had his way, because he was in the room saying, don't do it, which just reinforces everything former Defense Secretary Gates says about Biden, is that this guy has gotten every foreign policy, made every foreign policy blunder and been on the wrong side of history every single time ever. And then Jen Psaki's email says, I will be on vacation through August, blah, 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 blah. Nobody to be seen or heard. Missing in action. Joe Biden. Didn't just, oh, we get a picture of him, you know, doing a National Security Council Zoom call in a room. It looked just pathetic. This is manifestly not Saigon. Looks an awful lot like it. But even Democrat Debbie Dingell says Kabul disasters like the fall of Saigon. These aren't just conservatives saying it. You know, we have other video, another Saigon, chaotic scenes, Kabul International Airport. Can you imagine if you're one of the people that is so desperate to get out of that country that you're clinging to a cargo aircraft, hoping that you might be able to hang on as it takes off and then falling out of the air and dying? We don't even know the total number of people that has happened to. Wall Street Journal, Saigon on steroids. Desperate rush to flee Afghanistan, Kabul airport descends into chaos. You know, one thing that nobody has mentioned, how many other Americans are still there? I don't even want to comment on it too much. There are media organizations begging now the Biden White House, how the hell are we going to get our people out of there? Because they're not out of there. They're there. How are we going to get them out, Joe? What are you going to do? Even a fake news CNN historian said Kabul may be Biden's Saigon moment and an albatross around his neck for the rest of time. Can I ask who is going to be held accountable for this? Who is going to be held accountable? How did Joe Biden, Blinken, and Milley and everybody, how did they get all of this so wrong? You know, Blinken is, you know, Jen Psaki last week making that stupid statement. I mean, well, the world is watching them. I'm like, and they have to decide, you know, what they want their role in the world to be. I'm like, they've already decided they're terrorists. We already know what Taliban rule is going to look like because they were in power before. That's when women didn't get, weren't allowed to go to school or to work. Blinken, it's not in their self-interest of the Taliban not to harbor Al-Qaeda. Now, there is a way to defeat them. And the reason this didn't happen on Trump's watch is exactly because it wasn't Trump that allowed for the buildup of ISIS and the caliphate. But he's the one that beat the hell out of them and bombed the hell out of them and bombed them into oblivion and defeated the caliphate. There's ways to stop people that are hell-bent on terrorism. You've got to defeat them. After 20 years, that wasn't an option. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs says the terror threat to the U.S. is increasing much, much faster than anticipated. Well, that's kind of stating the obvious, I guess, at this point, isn't it? Pentagon top brass hid the truth about Afghan security forces like Colonel North was just going into. They had privately harbored fundamental doubts about how good the Afghan security forces were. So did Joe Biden just flat out lie to us after being told otherwise? You know, who besides the president, he said the buck stops with him. Okay, then this is your disaster. This is your Bay of Pigs. And anybody that's left there that loses their life, well, that is on you, Joe. Just like anybody, any American, because we're just letting in people, no vaccinations, no passport mandates, no testing, just disperse people with COVID all around the country. Very high percentage coming in illegal immigrants with COVID positivity. And our job was to get bin Laden. You cannot spin your way out of this. What about all the people that said that they had confidence in these Afghan security forces, like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs? How could you be so wrong? What on every level, there's just failure. This is Jimmy Carter. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. Pelosi, though, thinks it went great. Of course. Just great. Politico debunked the talking points on this failure. How the White House wants to spin the fall of Kabul. Wow. I'm shocked. This is the liberal media mob even sees it. Debbie Dingell, MSNBC. I'm not going to lie. If seasoned mainstream Democrats from the establishment wing of this party are going to go along with the White House on this, they've got a real credibility problem. A sharp response to Blinken came from Reuters. one of their correspondents, saying that the airlift from Saigon didn't happen until 2 weeks after a peace deal was signed. The evacuation of Kabul is happening within 2 weeks still left under Biden's own timeline for the end of the mission. They haven't gotten every American out of there. The White House clearly isn't prepared for this. They're, you know, out there, well, we can disagree, and, you know, it was right to pull the troops out, which is Biden. I didn't want to be involved in nation building. Well, you left all the weapons and the cache of weapons and munitions for the Taliban and all the armored vehicles and everything in between. So not only did you leave and not take the munitions and ammo, now you've just armed the Taliban. No, it's not Donald Trump's fault. You can't argue pulling out was the good and right thing to do and that Trump gave you no choice but to pull out. Trump's whole policy was based on conditions on the ground, and a real threat will bomb you straight to oblivion if you dare break any of the agreements that were made there. That's why they didn't do it under Trump. They didn't dare do it under Trump. Just unbelievable. It's so sad. I can't even imagine. Imagine you served over there. Someone you love serves over there. This is what you're now watching. It's an embarrassment, but it's everything you expect. $2.3 trillion for what? More than $88 billion spent on Afghan security. A lot of good that did. The president leaves. U.S. Embassy lowers our flag. You know, we're racing there to get people up in planes as fast as we can. We have to send the Marines back in after we brought them home. Leaves us where we were, what, 20 wasted years ago. There's a mainstream MSN.com article. Why did my friend get blown up? For what? It's a powerful article. Now we know the situation may lead to the Department of State allowing Afghan applicants move to temporary housing locations. What are they going to do? How are they going to get everyone over here? Good luck. That's not going to happen. It's one viral video of an Afghan girl tearfully admitting the fears of dying slowly in history. It's probably, sadly, I hope she's wrong, but I doubt it. Pentagon blames the Afghan army, blames Donald Trump, blames the president of Afghanistan that fled. How about it was your, how did you not see it coming? Where's your intelligence? Where's your military might? Now we have a new terrorism threat on the, what, 20th anniversary of coming of 9/11, 2001. Unbelievable. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program. It's just pretty unreal. I mean, your own eyes don't just deceive you or what? All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to your calls. Final half hour, 800-941-SHAWN. Why, in a planned, date certain withdrawal, would you leave your ammunition? Would you leave your cache of weaponry? And armored vehicles and every other vehicle in between, knowing the Taliban had already taken, what, 60% of the country than that was before this weekend. Why would you ever do that? Because now, not only are they in charge, but they're armed and in charge. And God only knows what weaponry they have from this great army, one of the best equipped armies in the world, including an Air Force, Joe Biden said. You know, I'm trying to understand if you want to blame Trump here, which is partly what he's doing, right? You know, all right, you're blaming Trump. I inherited this plan. Okay. And then he's claiming it was his decision and the buck stops with him to end these endless wars. This was not our original mission. He even mentioned he campaigned on ending the war. Well, you didn't have to end it this way. The criticism is that why didn't they fear you as much as they feared Trump? Now, you know, there are some people out there that, you know, I say this to all due respect. I don't care if you have a different opinion than me. The Lincoln Project, the Liz Cheney's of the world. Liz, you vote for Joe Biden. I'm sure you did. You won't admit it if you did. I don't know if she ever did admit it. I would suspect probably. You hate Donald Trump. You hate the tweets. You hate the attitude. You hate, yeah, you hate the his personality. Okay, I get it. But did China fear Trump? Did Russia fear Trump? Did the Taliban fear Trump? Did ISIS get their ass kicked by Trump? Did people believe threats when Trump made them? Why did he get all these trade deals? How is it possible he was able to even extract any deal out of China no president had even tried before? And Mexico and Canada and our Western European allies and NATO, and it goes on and on and on. And if Joe really didn't like Trump's policy, well, he had no problem opening up the borders and taking secure borders and now just processing millions of illegal immigrants in the middle of a pandemic. He had no problem ending energy independence that we had achieved under Trump first time in 75 years. He had no problem changing every other policy as quickly as he possibly could. And look at where we are. Name one thing that Joe Biden has done that you would label a success, because I can't think of one. Now they take the flag down. Now we have people racing to the airport. We have no idea how many Americans are left. The Afghani president is gone. And now the Taliban controls Kabul and the presidential palace. Great job, Joe. But I'm going to blame Trump. I'll blame the Afghan army. And I'll blame the Afghan president that fled that told me he wouldn't flee. Your calls next. All right, 25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, as promised, to our busy phones we go. Ben is in Pennsylvania. Ben, glad you called. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Sean. Thanks a lot. I photographed the anti-communist jihad in Afghanistan in 1983 and 1991. Met a bunch of great people. One of them was Ahmad Shah Massoud, the great, the Lion of the Panjshir. He fought the Afghan communists, the Soviets, and the Taliban for several years as well. I have one point I want to get across. There are 10,000 anti-Taliban fighters in the Panjshir Valley, 90 miles north of Kabul. They are defying the Taliban. We need to support them. There are 100,000.
The problem is we were lied to at a very, very, at the top levels, that this army that was created would be able to take care of things. Biden is just a couple of weeks ago, as we've been playing over and over again, you know, saying, well, is there any chance the Taliban can get back in power? No, no chance at all. Well, that didn't take long. And, you know, I don't even know if we've gotten every American out yet. I really don't know. All I know is this didn't have to happen. And this blame of Donald Trump is a crock. Donald Trump, and they had a plan, and part of their plan was very straightforward, that it would be a trust and verify plan. That's it. Conditions-based withdrawal, period. Conditions-based. Not, they're coming after us, they're taking over the country, we're going to leave now and leave them all our munitions and all our vehicles and a cache of weaponry. I mean, this is madness. And as Biden and Jen Psaki were AWOL as Afghanistan collapses.
These folks are not the army. They are the same people who defied and defeated the Taliban for years in their valley. They are good fighters. I know them. We need to support these people with humanitarian aid, with weapons, and frankly, with air support. There has been some air support used in Afghanistan. We absolutely need to use it to help the people of Panjshir. They are the resistance now. They're it. If we don't, this is our one chance to salvage whatever honor we have left.
The Taliban of 80% of the country. Right now, they own it. Now they're going to do what terrorists do, like them do. It's going to be oppression towards women, and it's going to be a return to where it was 20 years ago, and a safe haven for radical Islamic terrorism. That's what it's going to be. I mean, you know, you talk about 10,000 fighters. I mean, you see the number of people, you know, that are hanging out inside of the, you know, right in the middle of Kabul. They're all over the place. They've taken over everything. I'm not sure 10,000 people are going to have much of an impact. And I'm not sure that there's any appetite if considering they told us everything that was so wrong on every level that we're going to trust that they're capable of any military effort? I just don't believe it. And you'll say, well, Hannity, what's the difference between Trump and Joe Biden? Well, it was going to be conditions-based withdrawal, number one. Number two, the Taliban was shown what happened in Iraq and Syria and how Donald Trump systematically, you know, defeated the caliphate, the opposite of what Biden and Obama did. Biden and Obama, they just kept advancing until they took over pretty much, you know, both areas completely. And Trump literally, without much fanfare, certainly didn't get any credit from the media mob, he systematically went town to town and he walked them back and he drove them into the ground and he killed them and wiped them out and defeated the caliphate. And that's what the Taliban believed Donald Trump would do. And they didn't believe that Joe Biden would be this weak. If there's any surprise, is that he's even weaker than we thought. Sad. I mean, I wish it would work. Anyway, appreciate the call. Daniel Nevada. What's up, Daniel? How are you, sir?
John, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. And we really appreciate up here in Carson City, Nevada, getting at least a minimum of 4 hours of the truth.
That's
and nothing
all
but
I
the
ask.
Truth
it's not a lot.
And we get it and we appreciate it. So
thank
we do.
You. I'm kidding.
Hey, quick question. I'm one of them 0.6 to 1.3% of the population that has a blood disorder. It's called von Willebrand's disease. And basically what that disorder is, it's a lack of a factor 8 in your blood, which doesn't clot very well. We're a couple of steps and I'm a severe type 2. My family is severe type 2, my kids, my sons and that. And so we have it under control and there's medications for that and we take care of it. We're just under hemophiliac, but we're not there. What is this? And I've talked to my doctors. I've talked to random people on the street. What does any one of the three available vaccines do to somebody in my position, somebody that has von Willebrand? Does this make me a severe type 3? There's different levels of von Willebrand's disease, and not anybody can answer that. What does my
I can't.
Do
I, who, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, you're way out of my personal wheelhouse. But my question to you is different. What is your own doctors? What do your doctors tell you?
They look at you when you ask your kid a question if he got his hand in a cookie jar, and he's telling you no, and he's confused. And they look at me with confusion because they don't know what to say, Sean. They don't want to tell me get it. They don't want to tell me not to get it. They just can tell me
you need to find a better doctor. I'm going to be very blunt with you because, you know, I've already had the discussion with my doctor. Okay, if the day's going to come and I've got 3 weeks to live, I want you to tell me. Just look me in the eye. Tell me. I want doctors that are going to give me their best professional opinion and not be timid and not be intimidated by a woke mob that may not like the fact that them telling you, say, in one case, taking the vaccine is a high risk for you and it's something you shouldn't do. And this is how I would handle it and then give you other alternatives. And I just think you need another doctor. It sounds like to me, if they're not willing to give you an answer, you got to find someone who will, that you trust.
You know, and that makes sense. And we will, and we'll continue to do that. But it's just one of them things. It's like, well, nobody's going to be able to say what the 10-year effect of this drug is on people with blood disorders. I mean,
now they're talking about vaccine number three, shot number three coming. And what happened
right,
to, oh, life goes back to normal once you get the vaccine. That didn't last very long. It's either vax or mask. Now it's vax and mask and maybe have a breakthrough case. Kind of disappointing.
I had a side note for you, Sean, and this was something I was thinking about heavy. And you know what? I got a couple of good responses on it, I'll tell you. Your Friday show, you mentioned all the records that Uncle Sleepy Joe was breaking. Oh, my goodness. And I'm telling you, you are going to upset the liberals because they have like a 30-year reign in their book of world records. And Joe has come in 7 minutes and broke every liberal book of world records there can be. We're going to have to start adding new pages to this book of world records that he has.
These are not world records that you want to set like at the Olympics. These are the world records you don't want to be near and have as your legacy of destruction. Listen, Daniel, we appreciate your call. I do wish you the best. I really do. I'm sorry about your condition, your family's condition. Please take good care of yourself and your family. Find the right doctors that you have faith and trust in that you believe can help you. Okay.
God bless.
I wish I could help you more. I'm not a doctor. I can't play one on radio. I know we used to kid around with Dr. Hannity, but that was relationship advice. And even there, what do I know? I'm the last person to ask. Let's say hi to MJ, Florida. MJ, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, Semper Fi, how are you doing today?
Hey, Semper Fi, are you a Marine?
Yes, sir. My son's a Marine, my husband, my brother, we're all Marines. And I just
Semper
want to say
Fidelis, I'm very impressed.
Semper Fidelis, thank you, sir. I just want to say we didn't have a call sign for this mission, but I've got it now. It's called FUBAR. This is absolute FUBAR, what is going on right now. And the moment we get all of our people out and safe, as well as the Afghanis who have helped us, and if it's against the law to bring them into this country, I suggest that we fly them to Mexico and just bring them in that way. But the thing I will say is,
I don't mean to laugh, but it's so twisted.
You're like,
well, if we can't get them in legally, we'll just drop them off in Mexico, and then they can just walk across the border, and they'll get the. They'll just get processed and come in that way, and it'll be a lot easier than actually following the law. I mean, any idiot would know that, right? It's so sad.
Yes, sir. And this is, sir, I will tell you this. The moment we do all that and secure this mission, we, the Republicans and some of the Democrats, need to demand a congressional investigation on this, because I am telling you they need to pull every transcript that Joe Biden has had. Because I'm telling you, my feelings, I have no evidence, this man is compromised, okay? Because this only benefits China and Russia. And I just feel deep within my heart that how could he go against all his intelligence? I mean, this man, this guy is MIA, he is AWOL.
He is checked out.
Sir, I'll tell you this lastly, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we were spoiled for 4 years with Donald Trump. Okay? Do you remember people getting set on fire in cages and all the beheadings for 8 years before that? We were spoiled by the wonderful presidency we had. Remember when he dropped the mother of all bombs? I mean, this guy didn't mess around. And Russia and China and Iran and all our other, they knew their place in this world. And I'm just telling you, there needs to be a congressional investigation, because I am so ticked off right now. And God
listen,
bless, God
I,
bless
I echo your comments. I will
veterans.
Say this. The difference between Biden and Trump, and there are so many, but I'm going to give you the biggest difference, is that they feared and they believed Donald Trump. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said, and they knew that he would follow up and do it, whatever it was. That's what that sums up the difference. They study Joe Biden. They know Joe Biden is a cognitive mess. They know that he's weak. They know he's likely not running the show, and they know America's weakened. I mean, we're now begging OPEC to produce more oil. We're now giving pipeline waivers to Vladimir. Compromised? Yeah, I would say we now know that there's more than compromise with Russia and Hunter and Kazakhstan and Ukraine and certainly China. The whole family's up to their eyeballs in this corruption. It's sad. It's pathetic. And Chinese government's moving right in, and they're recognizing the Taliban as the official government of Afghanistan. Now, I wonder what that's all about. We'll find out. We'll learn soon enough. All right. Semper Fi, MJ. We appreciate you.
Thank you
for all your service. We appreciate it. Chad is in Texas. Chad, how are you?
Sean, I'm good. You know, I really wish I could say happy, marvelous Monday, but it's far from that. The fall of our United States military for the stance in Afghanistan for a presence of security for the Afghan people has really been such a slap in the face for the last 20 years and a slap in the face of the previous administration, okay? And it is a far cry just in 7 months of what was had for 4 years of the Donald Trump administration. And your book that you had last year, you pointed things out. No, if you're going to vote for X, I'm paraphrasing here, you vote for X, Y is going to happen. And we're seeing that happening before our very eyes, okay? And all the other terrorist groups, let alone the Taliban, okay, Al-Qaeda, all of them, they're seeing how weak this administration is. We got less than a month to go until the 20-year of 9/11. I'm really concerned and I'm really fearful about how weak and lawlessness that man and this administration is. I mean, how does he recover? People are talking about resignation. Do you see that, of how this can recover to any degree?
We don't have any options except another election. If we're going to be very, very honest and straightforward, all right, let's say Biden can't finish his term. Let's say he's incapable of it. Well, then you got Kamala Harris. I don't know what's worse, to be very honest. And I'm not sure who would be in charge in that administration either. Look, there's only one way to resolve this. And that is the American people on the local level, state level, and in elections. We need first election integrity. I have been repeating myself over and over again. The five, six things I keep mentioning. That has to happen in every single state, especially states like Florida and Georgia and North Carolina and New Hampshire and Ohio and Wisconsin and Michigan and Arizona and Nevada, etc. All of this has to, Pennsylvania, another one. This all has to happen. Next, it's going to be simple to prosecute the case against the new Green Deal and Joe Biden. The third thing. Lay out this, how do we save America and America First agenda? If we do that and we unite, we'll win, in my opinion. That to me is the best course of action. And that's where I'm solely focused pretty much every second that I'm awake. Anyway, I appreciate the call, Chad. God bless you. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. And that's going to wrap things up for today. All right. All the news you probably will never get from the media mob. How could everybody see this happening except Joe Biden? His Bay of Pigs, an unmitigated disaster. 20 years lost in 2 days. How did it happen? Sarah Carter, all her contacts. Dan Hoffman, Marco Rubio, Newt Gingrich, Mike McCall, Laura Trump, Lara Logan, Dana Lash, all looking into what's the future for women in the Emirates of Afghanistan. All coming up. That would be tonight, 9 Eastern. Set your DVR on Hannity on Fox. We'll see them back here tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for being with us.